So, didn't catch the show on
Tuesday.
No worries.
Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Oh, hello, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them.
Mm-hmm.
A little confusing one for the podcasters, Nath, because you're going to hear some of our. Can you guys not hear anything? I'm in the studio. It's fine.
I mean, I think I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
A round of applause, producer Kate, producer Jared. Both here.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Shut up.
If the headphones don't work, you can hear us.
Nathan and I did Abby Chatfield's show. She did a show, it's called Hot Nights at Abby Chatfield. So we did that for 2 hours, and then this radio show was only like an hour. So it's very short, sharp, get to the point. It's not some of our greatest gear, but there's some laughs in there. You'll enjoy it. It's a ride.
I thought it was some of the bloody best gear going around.
You thought that's the best stuff we've
ever
done.
Best hour we've ever done.
Let's throw it to the team. So producer Kate will go first. Best gear we've ever done?
Ever.
Jared?
Ever.
I tend to disagree.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah. Honesty on the show.
You can only do so much in an hour, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Because and also, we'd already done 2 hours. Yeah. I came out swinging.
We did. We literally came out swimming. I mean, head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can see us in our budgie smugglers.
Come out swimming.
Yeah, came out swimming.
Nothing you could have done today would have been bad after seeing you in budgie smugglers.
Oh, thanks,
and
Kate.
Yes, I am blowing smoke up your beep.
You can say ass.
You can say
ass.
Can you? Say ass.
Yeah. Say ass. What's a rude...
They're after 9 o'clock.
Oh, sorry.
This is a podcast.
Say f*** hole if you want.
Yeah.
Blow up your tight, thick f*** hole. I can say that.
I was just going to say ass, but also that's what you said.
No, so we... Okay, this is a true story that you both don't know. We were in... when we were doing Hobart, we, for some reason... thought it would be good to play Cards Against Humanity on air. And I don't even remember the bit. It was early in the show. It was like 6 a.m. And I drew like the card that Nath needed a response for.
Yeah.
So Nath just picked up the first card and held it up. And the first card, the response was tight pink.
And we had agreed that we'll play Cards Against Humanity until the card that we get can't be read on air.
Yeah,
that was the first card.
Oh, no.
So that game
Did you read it?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, excellent.
That's why we're not there anymore.
That's why we got rewarded with 2 national shows.
Actually, speaking of budgies, Jim and I have been sitting in these for over 3 hours now. And they get sweaty.
Chafe.
Oh, it's gross.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
Jay, how long have you sat in budgies for?
Oh, I'm not a fan of budgies, I must say. Yeah,
We'll get you a pair, mate.
You'll be
a fan if you're on this
like
show.
The way that they feel. I'm not sure.
He used his hands to mimic what I can only imagine is cradling a penis.
Yeah.
My penis is very smuggled.
Mine's very insular.
Yeah, it's very... They're not actually that complimentary, even if you have a good piece. So they squeeze it all in.
They're not very breathable, I find.
No, not breathable.
No, they're not. No. My ass is wet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean
your... My tight.
Pink.
No, it's not tight. My loose brown.
Hey, guys, it hasn't just been us that's done both shows. Producer Jared, producer Kate, you guys have done both. How are you guys feeling?
Hey, what's behind the scenes? Give us some stories. What happened outside the producers?
Well,
still podcast.
Something pretty hectic happened today.
What happened?
I took some pre-workout powder. Now, I don't take it for what the reason you think that I do.
No one's looking at you thinking you'd take it.
It's not because I exercise in any way, shape, or form, but it gives me like a, brain buzz. Anyway, I think I took a little bit too much and we sat in our meeting and I was kind of kicking my leg and then I crashed and burned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you have to have
I'm
a sleep?
I'm back now.
Did you have to?
She was definitely spaced out there for a little bit.
Yeah,
I saw her for a good hour and she was like, not with
me. He'd say my name and I'd be like, who?
Yeah.
Anyway, right. I'm back.
No, we noticed. I noticed.
Yeah.
I noticed in that meeting. She was like...
I think I said in the meeting, not a good idea.
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
Yeah. Just not for a while.
Maz, shout out to Maz Compton. She's doing the New South Wales Super Show. Is that how you call it?
I don't know if that's the public.
That's
name.
The radio.
Yeah.
Behind
I think it's just, I think New South Wales Breakfast.
Yeah. She's great on radio. She's one of the loveliest people. Mm. She used to do that before, like in the mornings
but you're
before breakfast.
You're a coffee
breakfast.
Drinker, though, aren't you, Kate?
Yeah.
So why didn't you get a coffee?
Though. The coffee's worn off.
The coffee's worn off and it doesn't do what the pre-workout does.
The pre-workout gives you you get the tingle.
Yeah, you
the
get
lips
little
and the
tingles.
Fingers.
And you're just like, for that solid half an hour, keeping in mind I did this at about 1 o'clock and we don't go on air till Seven. I was concentrating really well and I was organising and then, yeah, it just went downhill.
It just fell apart.
It fell apart right when I needed to be all together.
Mm.
So, sorry to everyone that listened to any show that I was a part of today.
Two shows.
Well, I mean...
sorry, two shows.
Jared did ice, so...
Yeah, it's a daily ritual for me. Keeps
don't
me going.
Don't start me on ice.
Yeah, don't. That's nice. That's, we know. We're trying to get her off.
Yeah.
Trying to get me off.
Well, you guys are shocking. This is a podcast. Me and Jared are trying to keep things clean.
What about you, Jared? Any good phones out there that didn't make the show?
Any behind the scenes goals?
Yeah, who hooked
what,
up
what,
out there?
Yeah, what are you guys doing? What are you
what's
guys
going out there?
I think Kate and I were getting a little bit crazy towards the end and we were just talking to each other in... impersonations for about the last 2 hours
that's
of the show.
That's your guys' fault.
Yeah, because we were doing bad
Kate
impressions.
Kate actually wouldn't answer me if I didn't speak to her in an Elmo voice. So
it's true. Our audio producer was like, you can get away with this for a week and then it's abuse.
Yeah, fair.
Anytime I said something in a normal voice, she'd just be like, what?
Do you be like...
lost it.
Yeah.
I remember when Nathan and I used to work on radio shows as producers and they'd be the, I hate using the word, the talent, because Nathan and I aren't, would be in the studio.
No, we're not talented.
And then like during, when the ads are playing, when we're not talking on air, we'd be having, they'd be having conversations. And me and Nathan would be outside and be like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, what are they saying?
Do you guys think that me, Nathan and Abby are having a conversation? You're like, what are the three of them talking about then?
Yeah.
What's the only time we can say bad things about
you? If I ever get phone calls,
we say bad things about you.
Yeah. Actually, that's so true. No, I just like, I just walk in.
Well, to be fair.
And you think it's with purpose.
Well, to be fair, we have a very open door policy. Probably too open door policy.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really. We're talking. Abby was just getting real in depth with my breakup. She's like, tell me more about it.
Oh.
I was like, and then Nathan goes, all right, guys, we're on in three.
Yeah. Two, and
then
big smiles, energy,
then,
take your pre-workout.
This is pretty funny. So we did, I can't remember what we were talking about on air, but we did it. We were all laughing, whatever, and came out. And then instantly as we came off air, the mics turned off. Abby turns to me and she goes, Jimmy, so depression.
Oh. And then Nate, without missing a beat, fires the Titanic sound.
The Titanic
depression.
Theme. Can I just really quickly on the Titanic theme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it played at my funeral.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you telling us because you're assuming we'll be there?
I kind of hope
so,
if I'm honest.
Big assumption.
I need some blue ticks at the funeral, you know what I mean?
Pre workout.
Some celebrities.
Jared just goes, she died of pre workout.
Started snorting it. I just need that hit.
We'll be like, welcome to Kate's funeral. She died doing what she loved. Pre-workout.
Creatine!
Don't you have a funeral song?
Oh, I haven't really thought about dying.
Oh.
Even with all the depression.
Shouldn't laugh.
Yeah. It's not funny though, is it? No, you gotta laugh.
Oh, Jimmy's dead. Because it's gotta be a celebration of life.
I do agree with that. I don't want people being sad. Just
that's
have a,
true.
You know what I mean?
But then if everyone's stoked, aren't you going to be like, guys, I'm not here.
I'm dead. It doesn't matter.
What other sound effects have I got here? Because I'm not going to search anything.
Okay, close your eyes and click on something.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be like,
okay,
Jared.
Okay, move around.
Jared has died.
Oh, no.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody. And Jim, how about this? A woman has been slammed online after she named her first child after a spice. She has named her little girl Clove. You know what Clove is? I had to Google it.
Clove of garlic.
No, that's what I thought it was. No, I was the same.
No need to get aggressive, mate.
Yeah, no, because
no!
It's bloody not that, mate. It's not that, because I've done the research.
Sorry. Apologise. Tell me what it is.
Clove? Oh, I don't know. I was hoping you knew. Often used in soups and spices, they're an aromatic flower bud of a tree.
I don't believe you.
Kind of like cinnamon.
No, you've made it up.
I've probably said something wrong. Yeah. Spice people out there are going to be angry.
Okay,
She's called it clove, which is, it's like a aromatic flower bud. She said she doesn't care about the backlash of the name because her baby is the cutest in the world.
Like, Clove's not a bad name. Like, if you told me that.
My voice went so high then. Like, one of the highest I've ever heard it go. Producer Jared, that they're going, honestly, yes. Absolutely. Okay, it sounded like one of those whistles only dogs hear.
Let me try it again. Clove's not a bad name.
Yeah, there's my gym. I mean, I don't think Clove's that bad.
Oh, you would. Now his voice is going.
I heard it.
I also think Clove's a great name. I don't have anything bad to say about it.
I think some spices out there. I have a naturally high voice. I think there's some spices out there that lend themselves to good names. I
have you got some examples for
so me? What I did was, this is what I want to do. So producer Jared sent me this story today, right? And I think it's a great story. And I was like, this is awesome. And as soon as he sent it to me, I went to my spice cupboard. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I went into the spice cupboard and I got all my spices out. Right. So I've got a photo. I lay them all out, took a photo of them. Because what I want to do now is.
Have you got a copy for me?
No, I don't. No. I'm just going to read them to you, Big Phil.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I was supposed to print you one, and I forgot, so.
What, have you been doing another show with someone else for 2 hours?
Yeah, that's all I've already been on the air. So what I thought I would do is, I'm going to read out all these different spice names. These are the spices that are actually in my spice cupboard.
Yep.
And I want Australia, if you're listening right now, 131060, if your name is one of these spices, or you know somebody who has a name of one of the spices in my spice cupboard, 131060, I want to see how many people we can get on the show who have the same name as the spices in name. Spice cupboard.
Okay.
Hey, why don't you follow me? Things are gonna get spicy. Welcome to Nafe's Spice Cupboard.
Yeah, it's Nafe's Spice Cupboard.
Was that an appropriate use of Audio Bones' time today?
Probably not.
So like he's had just reading out, you're reading out names and getting people to call if they have that name.
Yeah.
But it, like Nafe's Spice Cupboard doesn't really have anything to do with
Look,
this.
Look, I was on an earlier show, I was with Abby Chatfield, the power may have gone to my head.
Apologise, Audio Bones, know you're busy. But it's good. Look, it's good.
It's great.
It just doesn't really feel like, anyway.
No, it's work. No, we'll make it work.
Yeah,
okay. As the Jimmy Nafe Show does, we'll make it work. Okay, so here are the spots. So if you hear this Australian, if you know anybody who has the name of these spices in Nafe's Spice Cupboard, or if you in fact have one, 131060, we'll reward you. We've got heaps of prizes to give away, so you get movie ticket packs or Stat One underwear, whatever you want. All right, here we go. Also, Jim, it'd be great if you could give me feedback on whether or not you think these would be good names.
Okay. Okay.
First one.
Can call Australia if you have this name or if you know somebody.
Okay. Cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon. I've met a cinnamon.
Yeah, I think I've also met a cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I've met a synonym.
Nah, yeah, that one's good.
Thyme or thyme, depends how you say it. Thyme.
Don't know. I don't. Because cool, when you say, I know it's spelled differently. When you say thyme, I think of the like the clock.
So you don't think there'd be people called thyme. Cumin.
Nah, not a name.
Rosemary.
That's yes,
a good one. 100%. Rosemary.
Old people call rosemary.
What about What about little baby garlic? Have you met my son, Garlic?
That stinks.
Right, okay. What about this one? Oh my god, I once met a guy who went on a date with Italian herbs.
Wait, what's the
Italian herbs?
Italian herbs. Oh, that feels like a cop out.
Nah, definitely not.
Well, no, it's not an actual herb, is it?
That's just a bunch of Yeah, what is it? It's a mishmash, really. Moroccan seasoning.
Moroccan?
Morocco? Anything like Moroccan? Morocco?
Morocco's modern.
What about this? Chili. I know a dog called Chili.
I know a Chili.
Yeah.
From TLC.
Oh, of course.
We've chatted to
We've
Chili.
We've interviewed Chili.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Didn't think of that.
Didn't think of that, did you?
This one's going to be hard to get. Chicken salt. Sumac.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. It just says sumac.
By the way, I don't think what about chicken salt is a spice, mate.
Well, it's in the spice cupboard, so it must be a spice. Ginger.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Ginger. Call us ginger.
Paprika.
Maybe.
Oregano.
Yeah.
Could be fun if your name's
Italian.
Oregano. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mia. It's Oregano.
What about this one? Onion powder.
No.
It's
a spice.
Okay. It's in the spice cupboard. Did you hear the opener?
What about this one? Tomato sauce.
Well, that, now you're being silly. Vanilla.
It's not in there.
Look, vanilla.
I'm not arguing it's in your...
Vanilla extract.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about... Nafe's Spice Cupboard.
I am. So 131060, jump on the phones right now. I'll quickly run through them again. Cinnamon, thyme, cumin.
Oh, no, I'm waiting for people to call if you.
Okay, if your name's a spice. Yeah. But if it's not my spice cupboard, it doesn't count.
Yeah, but so, you can call.
I'll go, oh yeah, cool, nice. But if it's not in the
check
spice cupboard,
the list, yeah.
You only get a prize if it's in the spice cupboard. All right? So 131060, jump on the phones right now. If your name is a spice, if you know somebody whose name is a spice, if it's in the spice cupboard, you get a prize.
The Jimmy and Nafe Show podcast.
Hey, why don't you follow me? Things are gonna get spicy. Welcome to Nafe's Spice Cupboard.
Yeah, having heard it a second time, I understand why you think I may have wasted our audio producer's time.
It's amazing. It's a great piece of audio production. Shout out Audio Bones. You've absolutely nailed it there.
Oh, we love him to bits. He's phenomenal.
It's just... It just feels very different to what we're doing.
No, I do understand that.
And, what was the brief? How did you explain it?
There wasn't much of a brief, which is even worse. I just said, Audio Bones, do what you want, but I need something that says, nay, spice covered. So essentially, there's a woman online who's getting slammed after she named her first little girl Clove. Not clove of garlic, as in clove, which is like an aromatic flower.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Never heard of it.
So what I did was, I mean, producer Jared did send me this story, and then I went straight to my spice cupboard, and I collated all my spices, and I want to see how many people out there have names aligned with the spices in my spice cupboard. Double points.
So, yeah, for people, if you got a spice name, call, but then Nath will check it off his list. If it's on the list, you win.
Okay, now the first person here.
Spice cupboard.
First person here from Victoria, I can already see. Caller one from Victoria, is your name Rosemary?
Yeah, it is.
Bang. Double points. You're in my spice cupboard. First one's in.
Woo-hoo.
Now, sorry, Rosemary, I might need to apologise because I think I said that Rosemary's an old person's name.
No, it is. I actually don't go by Rosemary at all because I think it's a super old name.
So what do you go by?
I go by Rosie, because even when I get called Rose, I'm like, I sound like a golden girl. I hate it.
Can I ask how old you are, Rosie?
I'm 38.
Yeah, it's not, it's not a 38-year-old's name.
Young.
Yeah.
And also, just while you're on, for the purpose of this, don't call her Rosie, because she's in my spice.
That's what she said she liked.
Yeah, no, but her name's Rosemary, and she's getting rewarded for this. So, Rosemary, have you... Do you have any rosemary in your own spice cupboard?
I do, actually.
Bang. There you go. Huh? Rosemary, how do you feel? You're in no spice cupboard.
Look, it's a good place to be, let's not say.
It's a good place to be.
It's true.
It's the greatest thing we've ever done. Hello, yeah. Kim. Welcome to the show. We got you there, Kim.
I'm here.
Now, Kim, do you know somebody whose name is a spice?
Yeah, but it's not in your cupboard, and I don't know why. I thought everyone had it. Saffron.
Mm. Oh, saffron. Saffron. Yeah. I mean, it's a great spice name. Give you that, but it is not in a
no,
spice cupboard. Unfortunately.
You have
but it was a good one.
Just some self-feedback. A little pat on the back for you,
no, Kim. I'll pat you on the back as well. That was
good
was,
on you,
was
good on
one.
You, Kim.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't really know. What do you... Because I'm not much of a chef or a cooker, as they call themselves.
Well, what do you know if Kim is.
No, but what do you do with saffron? What do you put saffron?
Talking to me or Kim?
Kim, well, go to you.
You can put it in your rice, so you make saffron rice.
Oh, saffron
I don't know
rice.
What else you use it for, but that's all I use it for.
Yeah, okay. Well, I clearly don't use it at all, not in the spice cupboard. So, good on you, Kim. Wade, welcome to the show, Wade.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. You know someone whose name's a spice, Wade? Double points if it's in my spice cupboard. Oh, no, I missed you. Missed you, Wade.
You going? We cut out.
We lost you, Wado.
Basil, mate.
Basil. Who do you know who's called Basil?
Oh, good mate. I went to school with. Grew up together.
Oh, well, also, Jim, your middle name
is Basil. Yeah, my middle name is Basil.
That's a great one, but unfortunately, Wade, not in the spice cupboard.
What do you mean it's
I mean,
what do you mean it's not in the cupboard?
I'm getting a lot of feedback on my
to
spice
be fair,
cupboard.
I mean, in Wade's defence, I'm here.
You are here.
Jimmy Basil is my middle name.
No, yeah, in Wade's why is that Wade's defence? Well, still not in my spice cupboard.
But I'm in Nath's studio.
Nath's studio.
Trying to help Wade
that's
out.
That's true, yeah, okay. Yeah. Corin, hello, Corin.
Hi, how are you going?
We're Corin, short for Coriander.
Corin, thank you, Corin.
That was very good, Jim. I really appreciated that. Sorry, Corin. Do you know somebody whose name is a spice? And, of course, double points if they're in my spice cupboard.
I taught a girl whose name was Thyme, but the kicker was her last name. Her last name was actually Burden. So she was Thyme Burden.
Do you remember how to spell it?
Yeah, she spelled it like the herb.
So. Oh, Thyme Burden. That is great.
So she was that Thyme, but her last name was Burden.
We did not, I did not think we'd get a Thyme. Or Thyme, however you want to say it. Really good,
Thyme,
Corin.
Yeah.
Did she say if she was named after the herb?
She always used to say her name with a very depressed kind of, connotation to it. So I think it fitted her surname.
Burden. She's so sad. She's sad all the time. Very good, Corin.
That's a good
well
one,
done.
Corin.
That's fantastic.
Not as good as Kim's. Kim's was very good, remember?
No, I don't remember what Kim's was. What was Kim's?
I don't know.
Oh,
remember, Kim went, it's good for me.
Oh, yeah, no, that was Kim.
Saffron.
Self-feedback. Saffron, yeah, Kim was. So. Everyone's been very good. Kathy from Shepparton. Hi, Kath.
Hi.
Hi. Kath, you know multiple people whose names are Spices.
Yep. Okay. I went to school with a Rosemary. Bang. My dad played footy with a Basil when I was a kid. My niece's best friend is called Chili, and I had a boss called Cinnamon. When I got Cinnamon as a secret Santa, I gave her some cinnamon.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
What's making you angry?
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out? Depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yes. 131060 Australia. Give us a call. Tell us what's making you angry.
Yes.
Now, this could be something that has pissed you off today. It could have pissed you off last week, last month. It could have been 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding on to it.
Yep.
And as the angry boys, Jimmy and Nath, we're going to help you with this. We're going to say, yes, you are right to be angry. Get angrier.
And we'll join you in your anger. In fact, we'll rile you up and make your anger worse.
Or Nath and I will have a little chat to each other. We'll go, oh, I don't know about that, Nath. What do you think?
Because we'll always have a sidebar. We'll have a discussion.
But what do you think? Should they be angry?
Maybe they need to calm down a bit.
But either way, Australia, we're going to help you. We're going to help you heal. We're the healers.
That's
we're the healer boys.
We're the healing angry boys. Angry healers? Blue healers? Angry healers.
Come on, dumb dogs.
So this is how it works. 131060, very simple. It can be a big thing. It can be a little thing. Whatever it is, Australia, that's making you angry right now, you give us a call right now. We've got some movie tickets to give away. So if you do want to get involved, jump on the phones. And then we'll either agree with you, we'll rile you up, or we'll say, hey, get the hell over it.
Hey, so enough.
I've got one.
Okay, love it.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I can kick something off.
Yeah, yep.
It's a recent thing. So I've got a lot of hats. You know, I've got a lot of hats.
You got a lot of hats?
We get a lot of hats because we MC a lot of events.
Do a lot of sport stuff.
Sporting teams.
Sporting hats.
And with that, we get multiple hats.
You got a lot of hats.
Some sporting teams. Yep. Sometimes when we MC a sporting team, we get multiple hats from that one team.
Yeah, from the one team. Multiple heaps of hats.
My partner, Meg, she started throwing out the hats.
Oh,
you can't throw out the hats, mate. Because I never throw out the hats.
No, you can't throw out the hats. It's a memory.
You can't have too many hats.
No.
And
well,
she
you can,
said,
but...
oh, yeah. Can you? But she argues.
Imagine if you had so many hats you couldn't walk in your front door. That's too many hats.
Yeah, well, get a big house.
If you can afford that many hats, buy a big house.
Sell the hats. Yeah. So this is the thing. Without my permission, she's been throwing away the hats. And it's making me angry because I'll go in and I'll go, where's my North Melbourne hat? And she'll go, why do you need it? And I go, well, because maybe I'll go to a North Melbourne game. And she goes, but you won't. And I go, you never know. And she's thrown out the North Melbourne hat.
Yeah.
So I went and bought a North Melbourne hat.
That's a bad financial decision, bud.
Meg, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Hats? Oh, see?
Meg.
Because you're a hat guy. I knew you'd join me in the anger here.
And if anything, you could A, sell the hats, because we've got some signed hats, or B, give them to people in need.
Absolutely.
Can't believe you just throw them in the bin.
I know. Give them to people in need, like me. If you've got a North Melbourne hat, give it to me.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
What's making you angry?
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out? Depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yeah, so this is something that Nathan and I love doing, Australia, because sometimes we feel like anger or getting angry, people get upset at, and that's not okay.
No, you shouldn't yuck someone's rrr, as the famous saying goes.
Yeah, like sometimes you need to be angry about stuff. Sometimes you need to let it go, but Nathan and I are the angry boys, Australia. We'll chat to you. We'll listen.
Yep.
You'll be heard.
Oh, you will be heard.
Nathan and I, we'll have a little conversation.
Yep.
And then we'll say, hey, let go. Or we'll try and rile you up and be like, you need to be more angry.
Jeff from Brizzy. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, brother. What's making you angry, Jeff?
Oh, I lost my job 2 weeks ago and the missus has just been up me about spending her money. Like, it's not much, just a couple of bucks for some noodles to keep me fed because I've been pretty much cut off. But, I was sort of entitled to it, I reckon, somewhat. You
Jeff,
know?
I don't even think we need to have a discussion. You are absolutely entitled to it.
I mean, just one question, Jeff. How much money are you spending?
That's a good point.
Yeah. How much?
Just a couple of bucks for noodles, like I said, to keep me fed, mate. Like, I've just been cut off from most things at home.
No, that's what I feel
it's
like.
It's just the noodles, Jeff? You're not going to see a footy game?
Well, she wants me to go to the Centrelink office as well. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, if the money's there, Jeff, you know.
Oh, there's a couple of, maybe there's a couple more things than noodles, but.
Here we go. No, but don't tell. We're angry, Jeff. Oh! We're angry. We'll back you, Jeff.
We try and keep it calm, but yeah, there's a couple more things than noodles, but yeah.
No, that's right. I mean,
that's fine.
This isn't the calm.
And Jeff, I know you said we're trying to keep calm, but if you're listening, we just want to back you and get angry with you, Jeff. So give us a.
Roar!
Oh, Jesus.
Let the man have his noodles.
Give him his magic, would you? Come on. Okay, Chloe from Tassie. What's making you angry, Chloe?
When mum overcooks the bloody chicken.
Oh, mum, get the chicken right.
I know.
How
You're telling me.
Chloe, how often is mum overcooking the chicken?
Not too often. Don't even ask.
What kind of chicken are we talking, Chloe?
Chicken breast, chicken thigh, chicken this, chicken that. Just overcooked.
Have you given her any feedback, Chloe? Like, have you said direct feedback? Like, mum, take it out 10 minutes earlier.
If she takes it out 10 minutes earlier, it's undercooked.
Five minutes then.
5 minutes, Chloe.
She doesn't have the knack for the chicken, man.
So you think it's either well undercooked or it's just done? She shouldn't cook chicken.
Yeah. Just should not. Just
maybe
shouldn't
it's,
cook in general.
What's your mum's name, Chloe?
Carol.
Carol.
Maybe it's time to get Carol Kaza. On to
Kaza.
Maybe it's time to get Kaza on to just a red meat. Can she do red meat, Chloe?
Well, I don't eat red meat, so there's your problem.
Fish.
Duck.
Oh. Noodles. We'll give you Jeff's number. We'll just... all right, Chloe, you can be mad at that.
Yeah,
Kaza, get the chicken. Get it
That's
right.
Kaza, get the chicken right.
Jackson from Shep. Hey, Jacko.
What's going on, naughty boy Nathan?
I reckon
Chloe needs to move out of Carol's house and Jesse needs to come to Shepparton and find a job because shit won't work here, boys. Mate, I tell you what, oi. If I'm not podcasting the Drinks with Jackson podcast on all things,
sure.
I'm driving to the factory to make cheese because I'm a cheesemaker.
Good on you, Jacko.
Regional Victoria, we don't have dual lanes all the time. We've got fences in the middle of the roads with overtaking lanes. Now, if you're going to overtake with some... Oh, overtake with conviction! Get in that lane, put the foot down, and don't dawdle, mate. Come over it, I'm done.
Oh, Jackson.
Jackson, dawdlers are dangerous, mate.
Oh, I'm over it. And if you want to hear more Drinks with Jackson,
the Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
What's making you angry?
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out? Depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yes, Stray, if you've just joined us, a couple of things. As Nate said, only an hour tonight because we were also filling in with Abby Chatfield for Hot Nights.
It was Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield, feet Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, to say the least.
Oh, that was half the show, me just saying that, wasn't it?
I didn't even say anything. I was just going...
Yep. And then it was time to go to another song, wasn't it?
But right now, we're asking what makes you angry. And we've got time for one more because I've been told that Michael's very angry now.
Yes, okay. Michael from Caulfield. Hi, Mike.
Lads. Four. First things first, the amount of things that have made me pissed off lately, I need a podcast just like old mate like from Shepparton. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, where do I begin?
Yeah, go on.
I mean, like, we didn't know that he had one, did we?
No. Did he mention it?
I think he said it. I don't think he mentioned it.
No, so, here we go. Buckle in. So, about 8 weeks ago, I took my car to a dealership. I won't mention the name of the place, but it only got four bloody letters. Anyway, went to the service center, dropped my car off. They go, look, we need this part. I'm like, right. They go, yeah, look, it won't be in the country for 4 to 6 weeks. Oh. I'm like, 4 to 6 weeks? I go, so you're stranding me here in Cheltenham. Oh, hang on. That may have given a clue. But anyway.
Play on.
Hopefully they're not listening. Bye. So it's long story short, it's in the middle of the eighth week. The car is finally ready. So they call me today. They go, Michael, we've got good news and we've got bad news. I'm like, oh, here we go. They go, right, look, your car's finished. I'm like, oh, amazing. Incredible. 8 weeks later, they go, but the battery's flat. We've tried charging it. And I'm like, yeah, of course it's flat. It's been sitting in your yard for 8 weeks. You haven't done anything.
Michael, I'm bloody furious.
Oh, Michael.
Unbelievable, Michael.
Oh.
This is man.
What did you say to him, Michael?
Well, the first thing I said to him is, you've got to be kidding. And I said, well, I'm not paying for that. I'm not. They tried to slug me. Wait for it. For a new battery, $330.
You're joking, Michael.
And I'm like, it hasn't moved. Of course it's not working. hasn't moved for 8 weeks.
Oh, Michael.
So did you, what did you do? Did you pay for it?
Well, she goes, leave it with me. I'm like, okay. So I get a phone call back a couple of minutes later. Your car will be ready tomorrow, Michael. Thank you very much. And if you guys like, I can call you tomorrow night with an update and how much I spent.
Michael, yeah. I would love nothing more. You call us tomorrow, you give us an update, and then we'll also send you the order and you can put it on your new podcast, okay? Michael gets mad.
Yeah.
Mad Michael on Listener.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
These are bad impressions.
Hey, it's me, Sylvester Stallone, the Rocky Balboa.
See, I told you that these were bad impressions.
Yes, 131060, we want your bad impressions. There's a story attached to this. I can't remember if it was producer Jared. Someone who came
in.
Wait,
was it producer Jared or producer Kate?
Kate, is it you?
One of you come in here. Whose was it? Was
no,
it
no, stay out there.
Producer Kate, was it yours?
Vanished. Which one was it?
The police officer
impression.
Whose was that?
It was definitely not me, Jared.
Producer Jared? Yeah. Jared, come in here.
Come in?
No, stay here, because what I want to do is...
No, but does he know how to press the button?
Okay,
I do. I'm here.
Oh, there we go. Okay, nice.
No, because I get the ball. I was going to tell the story. It's a great story. A kid impersonated a cop, but he was bad at it.
Yeah.
Got arrested.
Sure.
That's the story. We're going to do bad impressions now. We're going to throw it out to the team. Jared, you can go first. Give us a bad impression.
It's me, Mario.
Who are you doing? No, that was actually pretty good.
No, that was awful.
Yahoo!
But it's exactly... Yeah, exactly. It's a bad impression. All right, you gotta go. Come on.
I've been practicing Elmo!
Jesus. Producer Kate.
Have you been drinking out there, mate?
What's going on?
It's been a big day.
No, Elmo doesn't drink.
Yahoo! Oh, my God, it's a crossover.
Oh,
it's a crossover.
Mario.
Sesame Street and Mario. Oh.
So, look, that's what we want, Australia. Too often, you know, other radio shows, a lot of people, they do impressions. Like, yeah, what can you do? And it's like, people go, wow, that's so good.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
No.
We want the bad ones.
Shocking ones.
The worse, the better.
The most horrible ones going around.
Yeah.
I do a really bad Arnold Schwarzenegger, don't I?
Yeah, I love it.
I'll be back.
Oh, can I hear it again?
Yeah. Get to the chopper. Oi, bloody robots are coming.
You want to hear about Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, do Morgan Freeman.
Hey, it's me. It's Morgan.
Oh, I do a really bad Godfather. That's my other
bad
one.
Okay,
Oi, you bloody sleep with the fishes.
enough jokes.
Yeah.
I do a really good Shrek.
Yeah, go.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, go.
Okay, ready? What are you doing in my swamp?
I thought Mario was back. 131060 Australia, bad impressions. Jump on the phones right now. The worse, the better.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
These are bad impressions.
Hey, look, it's me, Sylvester Stallone, the Rocky Balboa.
See, I told you that these were bad impressions.
Maybe people don't know that their impression is bad.
Or they think it's great.
They think it's really good. So
like
maybe we just go
on Australian Idol and they're like, I'm a great singer.
So maybe we go with this because there's still time. We've got some prizes to give away. 131060, do an impression for us. Do a good impression.
Yeah, we got movie tickets. We got undies.
Step one underwear voucher. No, not you. Oh, my phone's lit up. Any kind of impression, 131060. We're just going to assume that it's bad.
Yeah.
Preferably no good impressions.
Well, I mean, well, as you said, maybe people don't know.
So. Yeah. So 131060, any kind of impression, jump on the phones right now. Terry from Ivanhoe. Hello, Tez.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Is there an impression that you do that doesn't get great feedback?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, what's the... Before you do it, Terry, what's the impression?
You want the impression?
No. What are you doing
an
impression of?
Mick Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay, Terry, when you're ready, go ahead.
You call that a knife? Now that's a bloody knife.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's we're applauding.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted. We're applauding how bad it is.
We wanted bad, and that's. It's. I mean, that's English, Terry.
Yeah.
It's a wrong accent, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just not good at doing
that line
accent.
Yeah, can't hear you, Terry. I don't know who you're doing there. Oh, Terry was impersonating a bad phone line.
Guy driving through tunnel.
He does a good impression of that.
That's cool.
Cara from Waverley. Hi, Cara.
Hi there. How you going?
Good. Cara, we're looking for bad impressions. Have you got one?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who are you doing?
Fran Drescher.
Okay, the nanny herself. Okay. Was that it? Okay, when you go ahead, Cara.
Mr. Sheffield.
Yeah. I mean, weirdly, Cara, your laugh reminds me more of the nanny.
Can you give us,
I get that a lot.
Can you give us a bit more, Cara?
Okay. Oh, Cece Babcock with Mr. Sheffield. Hello, darling. Hello.
I mean, it's like...
It's not great, but it's not bad. It's so nice.
It's terrible. I'm terrible. It's terrible. But you know what? Bad impression.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done. Good on you, Cara. It is. I'll be honest. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Not one of the greatest. We do have another one. Let's go to, is it Chris? Oh, that one. The producers are talking to Chris outside. Okay. Oh, here we go. Chris, we got you there. Chris.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Chris, you do a bad impression, bro.
Yes, I do.
Was that it?
No. No, that wasn't it. No.
Okay.
Who do you do, Chris?
All right. So the impression is, see if you know who it is. It's, what you gonna do, brother, when Jimmy and Nate run wild on you?
Was that Booker T?
No, Hulk Hogan.
I mean, I was in the wrestling realm.
John Cena?
No, the old Hulk Hogan.
No, I love Hulk.
Yeah, very good, Chris. Yeah. Really good.
Nice.
And on that note... Quiz time! That's it, guys. I love some bad impressions. We should do that again.
Look, Australia, a lot of fun. We didn't put a lot of planning into the show because we're only here for an hour because we did... If you missed it, we did Abby Chatfield earlier for 2 hours.
Speak for yourself. I put heaps into that.
I mean, you did print out a photo of your spice cupboard.
I did. I just forgot to print one for you. Yeah. So we should bring back Nate's spice cupboard.
Nate's spice cupboard.
That was phenomenal.
Look, it is time for the end of the show. We apologise, Australia. No idea what's happening tomorrow night. Could be the same situation, but you'll find out when we find out. But it's time for a show rating.
Yeah.
Because it's how we finish each and every show.
With a rating out of 10. Now, this is a bit of a different one tonight because we've been on air for 3 hours. We were on with Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield featuring Jimmy Nath a little bit earlier. And so we're going to bring somebody back who's experienced that. I don't know if she's kept listening, but for the show rating today, please welcome Anne. Hello, Anne.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, Anne, I don't want to rehash old compliments, but a little bit earlier you called the show and said that you're a bit into us, Anne.
Oh, I think you're pretty hot in your Speedos.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. If you want to see that, it's on the socials at the moment. Jimmy Nath.
So, Anne, so you heard us. That happened. That's you can see how we welcomed ourselves, I guess, into Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield with some exclusive Hot Nights budgie smugglers. Anne, how much of the last 3 hours have you heard?
I was listening earlier on in the car while I was driving around with my family, but I had to sort out a few things before and I missed the end of your show.
That's okay.
But I did get to hear a bit of the end of it.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
So what out of 10, what would you give it, Anne?
Oh, 9.5. Maybe 10.
And what would you give us in our budgies, Anne?
Oh, you're pretty hot, especially with that manly air.
The hair. It's the hair, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the chest hair. It's pretty bomb.
Bit of
yeah, we
pretty
don't shave,
bomb.
Mate. This is just how we are. We're all natural.
Yeah.
A couple of hairy fellas.
You might take this off air, Em. What are you ringing? Or off hair.
Nah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Anything else you want to say, Anne? You've got the floor before we get out of here. This is the last thing people are here tonight. What do you want to say? You got a catchphrase?
I love everyone in Australia and be good to each other.
Oh.
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.